Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
We're thankful today that you're back with us, and we ask that you pray today as we try to stand and do what God's called us to do. The scripture that we're going to read today has not changed from the last two times that we've stood. And it's still going to come from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And we're going to read down from the 12th verse down through the 15th verse. And I believe that these verses of scripture are very important for the time that we're living in. With everything that's going on, I believe that we can take these verses of scripture and we can apply them to our life. And God can do something with these. See, these are an answer to a prayer that was prayed just in the chapter just before this. This is an answer from God. And I made a statement, and I still stand and believe that the statement is true within this, within these verses of Scripture. You're going to find a recipe for revival. If you'll do these things that he said here, you'll find a recipe for revival. But another thing that you'll also find, and I believe that this is true, you'll find a remedy for a sin-filled life. And within the things that he's called us here, and he was telling Solomon, if you'll do these things, he said, then will I hear. One more thing, I believe that what you'll find within these verses of Scripture is a roadmap to restoration. I'm thankful today that God allows U-turns. I'm glad today that his mercies are new every morning. He loves me. Thankful for that. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, we're going to start at the 12th verse. The Bible reads, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another time that you've allowed us to come into your house. Lord, to stand behind this sacred desk. Oh, Lord, we ask today for the presence of the Holy Spirit. For Father, we know that God, with the presence comes the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord, as we try to stand today, Lord, that you would give us the straight word. God, we know what that you've told us, Lord, to preach and where that you've led us. We pray, God, today that, Lord, you'd bring liberty within that. Lord, may it fall in the ears, God, and lodge in the hearts, Lord, of the hearer today. Oh, God, we thank you for what that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach today out of the book of Genesis. We're going to start in the 13th chapter, and we're going to try to preach this the best that in the only way that we really know how. I want to read couple of more verses of scripture to you, and I want you to keep this thought in your mind. You'll find it in 2 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and it starts at the 6th verse. And the Bible said, "In turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an ensample to those that after should live ungodly." Now listen to this. "And delivered just Lot." Now, I want to preach tonight about the life of Lot for just a little while. And it says, "And delivered just Lot." Now, listen to this. "Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man," he said that he was a righteous man, "for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and in hearing, vexed his righteous soul." If I had a way to say this today, that Lot was somebody that was saved. And just in for today's time, Lot was somebody that was saved. In church language, we call them backslid. Listen today. Let me read on. It says that it vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now listen to verse number 9. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And I'm just going to read on. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But I want you to keep in mind, as we try our best to preach about Lot, that Lot was a righteous man, that even the Bible here that Peter wrote down that he was a righteous man, and but the area that he lived in, the place that he chose to live in, chose to dwell in, listen, it vexed his righteous soul. Listen today, we want to read, go over and begin preaching out of the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis. We may touch in the 12th chapter just a little bit. But if you go down in the 13th chapter, you're going to find in the 9th verse as they began to split there, that Abraham and Lot, they had become great. God had blessed everything that they'd done. They had much gold and cattle and silver. And listen, it just got too big that the land could not contain them both. Listen, the Bible said there's as Lot and Abraham come together, Lot gave him a choice. He said it loud in the 9th verse. He said, listen, we're going to have to separate. But in the 9th verse, he said, it's not the whole land before thee. He told him, he said, choose which way that you want to go. Listen, beloved, he said, you go to the north, I'll go to the south. You go to the east, I'll go to the west. He said, but choose is not the whole land before you. Listen today, beloved, if I had a title for this message, it would be simply this. Be careful which way that you pitch your tent. Listen, beloved, we see in the 12th chapter, amen, as Abram, as he left us after his father had died. Listen, he began his journey. Lot came with him. We see how that Abraham went out. Listen, and he built an altar, amen, after the Lord had told him where to go. Listen, the Bible said that he journeyed and he made it to this one place, Bethel, I believe. It was. Listen, that he pitched his tent there at Bethel, and the Bible said that he built an altar. Listen, and he called upon the name of the Lord from that altar. Listen, the Bible said there that there was a famine that came. Listen, they went down into Egypt. After the famine was over with, the Bible says there, amen, at Abram, Sarah, and Lot, and all that they had. Listen, they traveled back. Where that it started, where that he had pitched his tent, there in Bethel. Listen, beloved, the Bible said that he called upon the name of the Lord God there again. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this? Because, beloved, Abram, there's something important I want you to see here. Abram was leaving a legacy for young Lot. I don't know how old, listen, that he was, but you can say Lot didn't understand. Or Lot didn't know. Amen. But listen, Lot had had somebody that stood before him. Amen. Built altars. I don't know how many times, and the Bible doesn't record. Amen. That Lot saw Abram. Amen. Out there on his altar, calling upon the name of God. Listen, beloved, today, the Bible said there in the 13th chapter that whenever that they left, amen, Abram told Lot. He said, you go to the east. He said, I'll go to the west. Listen, he said, it's not the whole land before you. Listen, beloved, be careful which way that you look. Listen, the Bible said that Lot, he looked down upon the well-watered plains of the Jordan. Listen, the Bible said there, amen, that Abraham, he left there in Lot, he dwelled in the cities of the plains. But listen, what that he done? Listen, the Bible said that he pitched his tent towards Sodom. You can go back in the scriptures and you can find, amen, that how that the men, amen, of an evening time, listen, that they would stand and they would look outside. They would stand in the door of the tent, amen, and they'd look and observe. Listen, beloved, be careful where that you pitch your tent. Listen, the Bible said that Lot pitched his down towards Sodom. Think about this. Listen, he's standing there day after day. Amen. Now listen, I'm sure that Sodom, listen, that it had a reputation. I'm sure that when he was standing there, amen, looking off down into Sodom, I'm sure he knew what all was going on down in there. Amen, but listen, the Bible says, amen, to lay up treasures in heaven and not here on earth. Listen, beloved, you need to be careful what that you continue to look at. The Bible said there that Lot standing there looking down, amen, into Sodom. It wasn't long, amen, that Lot began to dwell down in Sodom. Listen, what happened? Amen, I believe Brother Tommy that he was okay when he looked down and he chose the well-watered plains. Amen, but he cast his eyes, amen, upon the city. And day after day, amen, he was vexed with it. Listen, he began, amen, to look. It turned into lust. Amen. And it didn't take long for that lust to turn into a longing. Amen. Before you knew it, or before Lot knew it, he was in the middle of Sodom. Listen, the Bible says as it picks back up, listen, the Bible said that there were some kings, listen, that came along. Amen. And they destroyed, or they took Lot, amen, and his family captive. Listen. And they destroyed that place. Listen, looted it, we'll say. Listen, the Bible said that Abraham, he had heard what was going on. Listen, he sent his men out, amen, to go find Lot. The Bible said that they finally caught up with them, amen, and destroyed their armies, saved Lot. Listen, beloved, old Lot had an opportunity right then, amen, to change his ways. Amen, let's just preach a minute. Listen, beloved. Hey, Lot, he made his own choice. He couldn't blame it on Abraham. Let me say it to you this way. Amen. He did not have to settle. Amen. In Sodom. He could have stayed in the cities of the plains. He could have went on down to Zoar. Amen. But let me tell you, he chose. Amen. Where that he wanted to go. You better watch it. I've heard men say this before. Be careful what that you look on, because there's a hook in the look. Oh, David standing, amen, upon the tower that night, or up on his balcony looking off. Amen, he saw Bathsheba, amen, and he began to lust after her. We know what happened. Listen, beloved, today, I'm sure there's many times that David, especially when that child, amen, was a dying, that he wished that he had another opportunity. Listen, to go back up and to do it all again. Listen, beloved, today I just want to say this. There's somebody that my voice is going to fall in your ears. Amen, you're just like Lot. Amen, you're living in a place, amen, that you don't need to be. Amen, you chose, amen, to be there. Amen, listen, I read to you in Peter. Amen, your life, the things going on around you, the things that you're partaking in. Amen, your life, it's vexation after vexation. Amen, oh, Lot couldn't get out of it, and you feel like you can't either. Amen, now listen, I'm just preaching, amen, to those that are saved. Amen, but you're in a place that you know you ought not be. Amen, oh, Lot was living, amen, in the land of the enemy. Hey, listen, let's look at what Lot done. Lot looked upon the well-watered plains of the Jordan. Amen. What did he do next? He left the plains and ended up in Sodom. Hey, listen. What did he do from there? Amen. He lived where he chose. I just want to go ahead and say this. You don't have to keep living like that. I read in your hearing, amen, that God knows how to deliver his. Amen. Today there's a recipe, amen, that you can use to get out of this. If you'll humble yourself and you'll pray, amen, and you'll go to seeking God's face, amen, listen, and you'll turn from your wicked ways. Listen, I'm just going to preach it like this. You've had man after man, preacher after preacher, song after song, amen, that's been sent to you. You've had a legacy lived, amen, a legacy learned, amen, that you have just thrown away. way. Amen. Listen, it's time. Today is the day of salvation. Let me say it this way, beloved. Today, amen, don't let nothing else, amen, get a hold of you, but the Word of God, and it can carry you, amen, out of the situation that you're in. Amen. You may look, or you may think that this is hopeless. Amen. But if you've been saved by the grace of God, He knows where you're at. Amen. And He knows how to deliver you. Listen today, beloved. Not only did He live, let's look at what He done next. What did He lose? Because you know, listen, you've had that legacy that's lived before you. Me and Tommy was talking before we started about some of the women, amen, in our lives before that we grew up in church with. Amen. How that whenever meeting got on, amen, how that they'd hold that little hand up. Amen. How that they would shout, woo, when it got good. I know you're remembering those times. You've been there. Amen. When those women, they'd stand up and they'd begin to clap their hands. They'd raise them up and begin to glorify God. Hey, they'd begin to testify. And you could feel the Holy Spirit all over their voice. Hey, listen, you've been there. You know what it's like. And your life is vexation to you daily. God knows how to deliver His, those that are His. Now listen today, what did He do? Amen. He lived in the camp every day. Amen. Now listen, whenever He began, He went down there. Hey, He had a choice. Listen, He didn't have to stop in Sodom. He didn't have to stop down there in Gomorrah. He didn't have to go down there. He could have stayed in the plains. Amen. But He just like you. Hey, I'm preaching because I've been here. I've been through this. I've come to the place where I realized that I'd had a legacy lived before me. Amen. And that I lost a lot of years. Amen. But I'm not living. Hey, but listen. The day that I got saved. Woo. Lot. I apologize for bouncing around. I'm sorry. But Lot, he's living down in Sodom. And as I read in your hearing, vexation daily, you know where that you need to be. You know what that you need to do. Hey, listen, I'm not preaching out of arrogance. I'm begging you. Hey, man, let this word fall. What do I need to do, preacher? Hey, man, let me say this. I just begin to reflect. Hey, man, back about those times that you were in God's house. Hey, man, how about the times? Hey, man, that you've been singing His songs, whether it be a regular church service. I'm be honest with you. I hope we don't have regular church services when this is over. Hallelujah. I hope God just gets a hold of this thing. Hey, remember, let me ask you, how many times I reflect back to those revival times, those times that you were singing, amen, and the Holy Ghost filled you up, amen, to where that you just got to the point where you got a good case of the can't help it, amen, and you begin to praise Him. You just stepped beside yourself. Amen. I believe like David said one time, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. He was talking to his soul. He said, in all that is within me, bless the Lord. Hey, let me tell you, you've been there before. And the way you're living now is just vexation. You know where that you need to be. And I beg you, the Bible said there, He said, if you will humble yourself, it don't matter what somebody said. It don't matter what so-and-so did. Hey, let me tell you something. It's about a relationship between you and an almighty God. There was a way out. And I'm just preaching to you today. And I've come to tell you, there's a way out. You don't have to live like this anymore. I don't know how you're living. I'm just being honest with you. Tommy Mooring's in here. David Best is up in the thing. And I'm preaching to a camera. Hey, listen, I hope these following years, hey, amen, and lodge in your heart. There come a time after that Abraham had went and saved Lot. See, Lot was a righteous man. Bible picks up, I believe it's the 19th chapter. 18th chapter, I believe it is, that Abraham got some visitors. There was three of them. They began to talk with him. And I'm not going to preach about all that because I'm trying to get to Lot. But the Bible said that the Lord said, should I tell Lot what the plan is? And again, hey, beloved, Bible said that Lot began to plead with the Lord. I just want to say this. How many of us and how many times, has the men of God and the women of God, held us up with our prayers? I believe there's a lot of us today, amen, that are still alive, amen, because there's people, amen, that are touching heaven on our behalf. Bible said, amen, that Abraham, he went to pleading, amen, for Lot's life. Beloved, Lot's dead. Down there, amen, in the middle of Sodom and everything's going on, amen, but let me tell you something, the Bible said that those two angels, the day that they showed up, you say, preacher, how deep did Lot get in it? Lot was sitting in the gate, and the gate was a place, amen, he was sitting in a place, amen, of judgment, amen, he was in it, lock, stock, and barrel, he had done sold out, you say, preacher, how do you get that way? Amen. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of times in Christians' life, hey, I've been there. Amen. Where? Amen. That conformity is more comfortable than commitment. Hey, listen, I don't know what it is that got you out and got you in the place where you're at, but I'm here to tell you and I'm here to preach to you today, amen, that there is a way out. Amen. Hey, God knew where Lot was at. God knows where you're at. Bible said that those two men, when they got there, we all know, and I'm not going to preach about the sins of the city, but we all know, listen, that Lot got them and he brought them to his house. And they was trying to beg Lot. Tommy, they were begging him. Come out. God's going to destroy this place. The men got to beating on the door and they wanted Lot to send the men out. And Lot went out and he tried to offer them his daughters. Amen. That had never known them and virgins. He tried to offer them, but they said, no, they don't want them. They wanted the two strangers. Amen. That were in the house. Bible said that they pressed upon Lot and they almost come through the door, but the angels stepped out. Amen. And that they, all the people were blind and groping to the point where they couldn't find the door. Got serious. I'm just telling you today, God's getting serious. God sent two angels down there to get Lot out. Bible said that Lot went outside to his two sons-in-laws. When they told him, when the angels said that God's going to destroy this place, he went out to his two sons-in-laws. You know what they done? They thought that he was joking. They began to laugh. I'm just telling you today, beloved, this ain't no laughing matter. God's getting serious with this. What did he do then? The angels, when they told him to leave, he went out and he told his sons, his future sons-in-laws. But he lingered. He'd done set up shop. He had life there. There was things that had a hold of him. Fetters that had him tied there. A life that was lived in that place, even though it was vexation to his soul. He had gotten so comfortable in it that he lingered. They're hollering, destruction, destruction, you've got to get out. And Lot's still lingering around. I'm just telling you today, God's made a way out. He sent you men. He sent you women to pray for you. He sent you songs. He sent you the Holy Spirit to touch in your life. But yet you're lingering. What are you waiting on? (Clears throat) You would think that whenever God brought those angels down there and they recognized him as angels, you'd think that they would have hightailed it out of that place. The Bible said that the angels, Tommy, had to get him by the hand. They had to get a hold of him physically and begin to pull him out. Him, his daughters, and his wife. And the command was, whenever that they come up out of that place, was to not look back. Not only did Lot, he looked, Lot lived, Lot lingered, Lot lost. He lost his future brother-in-laws. Excuse me. He lost his future son-in-laws. But not only that, he lost a lot of life. A life that could be lived for the Lord. Do you realize, I believe this with all of my heart, Lot never reached his full potential that God had for him. I believe he could have been so much more. The whole land laid before him. But it was the choices that he made. I've got good news for you today. There's a way out. What did Lot lose? He lost a lot, a lifetime. He lost a lot of joy. He lost a lot of good living. Lot lost his wife. I don't know what made her turn back and look. I don't know what kind of a person that Lot's wife was. I've not been able to find it. Maybe if I dug a little more, I'd be able to find out where that he met her and where that he married her. But the Bible said that the commandment was, don't look back. There was something. let me back up just a second. God frees the fettered man. There was something that made Lot linger. I don't know what that it was. There was something that made Lot's wife look back. Maybe it was her son-in-laws. Maybe it was her family that lived down there in Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe it was the things that she lusted after that was there. But there was something that made her look back. I'm here to tell you today, don't look back. Just turn your head and whatever that you've got to do, here's what that you need to do. You just need to leave. You just need to leave. Trust God in what that he's doing. There was a legacy that was left, a legacy of crying out to God on an altar, a legacy of rejoicing in the Lord, a legacy of living for God. Though it's not the easiest thing to do, it's still easier than living the way that you're living today. I believe that God had a whole lot of life, a whole lot of joy, a whole lot of good life lived for Lot. But Lot, he looked upon the well-watered plains of the Jordan. He pitched his tent toward Sodom. Every day he's looking upon this place. He left the plains of the Jordan and began to live in Sodom. Wasn't before long that it got a hold of him. He was saved. How many times, beloved, has God sent a word to you? How many times? And you went right back to living the same way that you was living before. He's trying to draw you out of this. God knows how to deliver those that are his. Lot lingered around in it. And Lot lost. Lot lost a lot. Are you tired of losing? God's got more for you. We said, preacher, what do I need to do? I started on this just a minute ago and got sidetracked. I apologize. Remember, beloved, who that God is. You need to realize the situation that you're in. I believe there came a point when Lot realized that those men were angels. And realize that God has sent to you more than one person, more than one chance to change the way that you're living. Remember, when you go to remember in those times, reflect. you have to, get on the altar and relive those times. There's been something, been a legacy that's laid out before you. It's been eating at you. It's been there the whole time. You've lost a lot. But I can tell you this today. If you'll humble yourself and you'll pray and you'll begin to seek God's face and turn from your wicked ways, then God said that he would hear your cries, he will hear your prayers, and he will send a healing into your heart. Now, I'm not going to say that it's going to be a bed of roses from this point on. And say, preacher, what do I need to do? You just need to leave and let God be God in your life again. What is it that's got you fettered to the place where you're living? Is it not vexation to your soul daily? Do you want something better? Do you want something new? You know how to get it. All it takes is just seeking God's face. That's our message. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the time that you've allowed us to stand here this evening. Lord, we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for leaving, Lord, that 99 and coming out and looking for that one that's lost. We thank you, Lord, for the time that I was gone. Lord, for the time that I was living the way that I wanted to live. The time that I was living as Lot was in a place, God, where that I knew that I did not need to be. Lord, that you sent people time after time to bring me the gospel. Lord, the times that we thought about, Lord, of the men and the women that have gone on before us that left that legacy of prayer, that left that legacy of the gospel, that left that legacy of love. Lord, I thank you for each of them. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for coming and getting me. I thank you for setting my feet back up on that solid rock. Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Touch that one today, we pray, God, that's listening to this message. And Lord, may your word lodge in their heart. Lord, may they turn to you and leave the place, God, and look for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.